911?
Yeah, my husband just cut himself with a power saw.
Okay. And you're at 11081 Claremont Drive?
Yes, we are.
See, cut anything, his fingers or anything off?
It's his arm.
Cut his arm with it?
Yeah.
Where's he at right now?
He's standing here. He feels really faint.
Okay, yeah, he needs to be sitting down.
Okay, sit down. Okay.
Where's the saw?
It's outside.
Okay, it's been turned off and everything's
yeah,
okay out there?
Outside.
Okay, I need you to, how old is he real quick?
He is 40.
Conscious?
Yes. Feels very faint, though.
And is he breathing okay?
Yeah, he's breathing okay.
Okay, and where on his arm is he cut at?
Down by his wrist.
Okay, and any other injuries besides that one?
No.
There's no amputation?
No.
Okay, is the blood spurting, flowing, oozing?
His hand over it. It spurted really far when he hit it.
Okay, and is it slowing or stopped at all?
Well, he's just got his hand over it.
Okay, you said he's kind of sweaty and dizzy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, what we need to do is you need to get some kind of a towel or a rag?
I tied a rag around his arm.
Okay, we need not to tie it on, but just to hold direct pressure as tight as you can on that.
Okay.
If the blood soaks through it, don't take it off. Just place another one on top of that one. We don't want to remove the first one. And even though it's going to hurt, you got to put as much pressure on it as you can. But we don't want to have like a tourniquet style on that. We don't want it tight on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to just keep you on the phone until they get there. We just want to put him in a position of comfort.
Okay.
Let's elevate that arm if we can.
On it, even if
is he still feeling kind of faint?
Yeah, he's really faint.
Why don't we, can we have him lay down on the ground?
Yeah, lay down, honey.
And if somebody, do you have a couple people there to help you out?
My daughter's here.
Okay, can we get something to elevate his feet?
Okay.
And can somebody keep his arm elevated in the pressure on the laceration?
Okay.
If he may be chilled a little bit, you might want to throw a blanket or a jacket over him or something.
Okay.
Okay, the ambulance is on the way. I just want to keep you on the phone until they get there.
Okay.
Can I get your name real quick?
My name's Sandra.
Are you his wife?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I've got him. Okay, copy 1427. Okay, the ambulance is coming from over on Irma Drive over there.
Oh,
you know where that building is at?
Uh-huh.
Or on, I guess that's on Washington, not Irma Drive.
Yeah.
The fire department's
okay.
There. I'm just going to take him a couple of minutes to get there. I just need you to let me know how he's doing.
Yeah, he's not chilled. He's just really sweaty.
Yeah,
and
right. That's kind of a shock thing that he...
Okay.
And what was he cutting on, you know?
We were cutting some trim.
Uh-huh.
And it was a power saw.
Do you know how deep the blade went in?
I have no idea. Just
okay.
Blood just burst everywhere, and we just grabbed it and clenched on.
And has it soaked through the cloth at all?
Well, his hand is still on there. It's not dripping anywhere.
Okay. Do you have the cloth over his hand or under his hand?
He won't move his hand.
Okay.
I need him to move it, but...
Okay, and you've still got it elevated, though?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Still elevated.
Nurse 62 negative. 1429.
Okay, they're here now.
Okay, when they come in the house, I want to make sure they're at the right place there.
Yeah, they're right here. They're in now.
Okay, Sandra, I'll let
okay.
you go.
Thank you.
Bye.